To most people, a four-day work week may sound like a pretty good idea. Organizers of the World Economic Forum call it a global trend. But the key to the success of this idea lies in the details. In Japan, twice as many companies offer a four-day work week than did 10 years ago. But according to the Labor Ministry, it's still fewer than 10% of privately held companies with 30 or more employees. And most haven't cut work hours. They've just squeezed 5 8-hour days into 4 10-hour days. Other Japanese companies offer 4 8-hour days, but at lower pay. It's probably not a shock that the Labor Ministry says that's not a popular option. In New Zealand, some companies have taken an approach that's much more popular with workers. Financial planning company Perpetual Guardian cut its work week to 4 8-hour days, but with the same pay as a full 40-hour week. The company says the move has cut stress levels for employees and boosted their commitment to the company. The other end of the spectrum may be in the Philippines, where the House of Representatives approved a different kind of four-day work week in 2017. In that country, overtime payments start after 48 hours of work, which means a four-day work week is 4 12-hour days, not exactly the route to a better work-life balance. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.